Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's kick things off with a look at what's happening in the wheat market.
Well, probably the first thing we need to talk about is the wheat tours going on in Oklahoma and Kansas. You know, Oklahoma tour came in around 58 million bushels, a little more than half of crop last year's crop. After that tour, the price bumped up just a little bit, and probably what's going on in Kansas. The USDA's production estimate will come out next Thursday on the 12th. I think the market's waiting on that. And then the big news is out of India. We've talked about India having the fifth record crop in a row, that their exports were going to increase and offset some of the Ukrainian reduction in exports. And then we got a heat wave in India that's decimated a good portion of the crop. India's talking about prohibiting all exports and keeping that wheat in. And so that had a positive impact on the market. Russia, negative impact on the market. They are exporting wheat now. They increased their monthly exports this last month. But overall, our price into this week increased about 30 cents. I think it's important that the basis increased a nickel. And I think, in my opinion, that basis is going to work its way up, and that will just add to our higher prices. Right now, our forward contract price for harvest delivery in northern Oklahoma is about $10.70. In southern Oklahoma, it's $10.25. And you think about why that big difference. I think we've got a poor crop in southern Oklahoma. I think the elevators have got to take risk on that quality of that product coming in and potential discounts for that wheat. And so I think that's one of the reasons there.
We're into May now. When do you think Oklahoma producers will start cutting wheat?
Well, I talked to some elevator managers down in southern Oklahoma. They're estimating 3 weeks. Of course, that's just a guesstimate because with cool, damp weather, it'll delay the harvest if the rain continues. So probably around 3 weeks for sure, and four. I think this cool weather is, and go back to the news, good for the crop, help fill some of those berries. Probably not a big increase, but it will help some.
And we'll certainly take the moisture. We don't like the bad stuff, but the moisture is very welcome. Well, looking at harvest, what are the price expectations?
Well, you look at what the market's offering right now, $10.70. Talking to elevator personnel and farmers this last week, I said anywhere from $9.50 to $12.50, and that range may not be big enough. I do think with what's going on in India and around, that it's going to stay up in this. I had it at $9. I'd probably increase it up to $9.50 to $10. I don't see much negative news coming in the market, so I think these prices are going to hold relatively strong.
With that in mind, when should producers sell their wheat at harvest?
Depends on whether the producer needs the money. If I needed the money, I couldn't really afford a lower price. I'm going to pull the trigger over it. I'm not going to sell it all at once. I'm either going to do a third, and a third, or maybe even stagger it out more. But I'd strongly consider selling it at harvest, remembering that if something happens to that foreign crop, you're going to see $13, $14 wheat.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kim. We'll see you next week.